This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back.
Thanks.
Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want you to head over to the website, and then I want you to give me your email address. And the reason I want your email address is because every week I send out an email. I let you know who's going to be on the show, what we're going to be discussing, that kind of thing. I'm going to give you a chance to participate. I have things that we have up there for sale. We call out some of the new videos we got up. It's an informative email. I hope. I believe. Otherwise, you know what? You can always unsubscribe. If you head up to the website, you can also take the poll that we have up. We try to change the poll every week or about either every week or every 10 days because it's one of those things where, you know, if you don't change it, I mean, if you change it too fast, then you don't really get a good solid response. You don't really get a feel for everything. So I don't change it about every 10 days. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the stuff that you have been taught to hate. But you don't have to. You really don't. You know, again, those labels are all labels given to us by the left. You know, the guys that hate labels. You know, I used to tell people, get involved, get engaged all the time. And I got sick of saying it because I realized, you know, I told you earlier that I was going to talk about this, and it's conservative. Now, let's get this straight. If you already do this, then this obviously isn't aimed at you. Okay, really that simple. It's not aimed at you. But if you're not doing this stuff, and you're on Facebook, and you're screaming that you know, you're what I refer to as a Facebook warrior, but you're not out doing anything. Maybe you need to be sharing more stories. Maybe you need to find out what's going on in your local school board, water board, city council, whatever it is. You need to be involved and engaged in it. If you can't physically or financially get engaged, then go ahead and get the message out to others around you. Be the quote-unquote town crier, if you would. You know who the conservatives are in town. Get on them. Let them know what's going on. And if they have to get out, fix it. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The title that I put up when I sent out, for the show tonight, this third hour. I asked the question, is violence the new norm? And the reason I ask you that or even bring it up is because it seems like everything I'm looking at on TV, and it's not just, it's mostly the left. It's mostly the socialists. But it isn't just the socialists, okay? It isn't just the left. And part of my message here is do not get sucked into, do not get engaged with, do not allow them to pull you in to this crazy stuff that's going on. Right? I'm looking at those, let me see, let me pull up the one thing here. All right. There you go. You know, we'll watch what's happening on the airlines. Everybody's got a phone now, a video phone. So they can take a picture of everything, right? And you see them on the airlines. You see them at the airlines. You see them at bank. You see them all over the place. And somebody's getting the crap kicked out of them. What do? They keep filming. Well, God forbid you put it down and go help the person being beat up. And then when you see 10 or 12 or 15 phones out doing it, really one of you can't put the phone down and help out your friend? You're supposed to be helping each other out. That's a hypocrisy, too. Nobody came to help him. Well, you had the camera in your hand. Maybe you were the nobody that was supposed to help him. But it's almost like we're accepting, you know, you see what goes on the airlines. Oh, it's the airline fault. You see what's going on the street, and it's the other guy's fault, right? The riots at Berkeley are because these people are all frustrated and pent up anger, blah, 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 blah. And that's not right either. Doesn't give you a right to be the way you are. It doesn't give you a right to be violent or take something that belongs to somebody else. It doesn't give you the right. Now, we see them on planes, you know, right? They're beating each other up. We saw one today where they were doing it out in the, not the tarmac, but the ticket area. That's where they were doing it. And you want to look at that. You want to say, okay, why is this acceptable? Why do people feel that it's okay for them to do this? Right? Come on. The and then you watch what happened. Yeah, again, in one of the high schools, I think it was, where the one girl was beating on the other for her 15 minutes of fame. I don't know. They lured her in. It was something to do with her boyfriend. And we see this stuff happen on a daily basis. Are we raising a generation? Have we raised? Maybe not you and me, but you know what I'm saying. Have we raised a generation where violence is acceptable? It's okay. Now, like, I'd like to blame everything, including the common cold, on Obama, because that's what somebody's going to say. You know, and when you talk about the violence, just think about those pro-life exhibits, right? They got people going up and ripping them apart. You have protests that are contained to a certain area from the right on pro-life. We saw that kid that ripped apart the pro-life displays. We saw another guy walk over and pull all the little pink and blue crosses off the lawn, which was a pro-life display because he didn't like it. We are entitled. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. We'll be back in a minute. At Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to. which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago.
I'm Joe Mattini, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Please be part of the conversation, seriously. Do a little bit of a smorgasbord of all the stories tonight. But I got to thinking when I saw everything that was going on. As I started talking about the last segment, how we've kind of been, I don't want to say embraced, but we've allowed it, we're pushing it, we're almost accepting it. This whole violence thing, like I said, on the planes, at the riots. No, they're not protests, they're riots. Can we call them what they are? But I do want to put some of the blame on Obama. I want to put some of the blame
on the leaders in these communities that allow people to riot, rip things up. You think about some of these leaders, so-called leaders, on college campuses who, yeah, you got to let the kids blow off steam, you got to do this. No, you don't have to do any of that. You hold them accountable. You're not allowed to tear apart somebody else's equipment, tear up somebody's property, ruin things that belong to other people because you're upset, because you're offended. You feel like you've been left out. You don't have a right to do that. And having pent-up anger doesn't give you the right to do that. And, I mean, any of you that were raised by decent moral parents, what do your parents do? Just because you're bad doesn't give you the right to hit somebody. Doesn't give you the right to destroy something. I would hope your parents said that to you. You have a right to defend yourself and others. Because if that was the case, I would have been in a fight every day of my life. You know, most of every day and most of my life. But you look at what Obama allows to happen. And all those who call for peace, we have to have peace. But yet it's not what they push, not what they do. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But it really is really out of touch with reality, most of these guys. They really are. So, when you have Chicago deaths, Chicago shootings up, and not just for cops, but, I mean, we're talking about Chicago shootings up with the different neighborhoods and what have you, where people are dying every weekend. Double digits getting shot every weekend, and people dying every weekend. How is that something to ignore? We've accepted the violence. That's what it boils down to. Mr. Obama could have gone there with the Jesse Jacksons of the world, right? And the Al Sharptons and all of the so-called leaders of the black community. I mean, how many times did Mr. Oblamo go back? Anybody want to look that up? How many times did Mr. Oblamo go back to Chicago when he was president? How many times did he go back there and say, "Stop, look, get your act together. You too could be president." If you pull a fast one on the people. I mean, you too could be a president. You too could be attorney general. You too. I mean, he had such a positive message he could have stepped off with, and he chose not to. That's my humble opinion, or unhumble opinion, however you want to look at it. But what about you parents? You know, I look at the parents in some of these videos. They're there egging their kids on. They're there talking to their kids, you know, getting the video. Make sure you get the video. They're pushing their kids to be like, fight back for what's yours. Well, there's a difference between defending yourself and fighting back for yourself and just being a bully. And like I said, we have kind of nurtured this, and Mr. Obama and his crew have encouraged it. Look at what they did in Baltimore when they were ripping that city apart, right? You had the mayor of the city telling the police to step back and let them burn off some steam. It's only property. Sure, it's not your property, and it ain't your tax money that was paying it. What did you care? And then these colleges here in California, you get the head of the California Janet Napolitano. You got her there telling the officers to stand down on these riots that are going on campus. Somehow that's okay.
I don't know how.
And then they catch her with $175 million shoved not in a drawer, but you know what I mean, in an account somewhere where she's saying, well, we forgot that was there. Yeah, that was it. They're looking for more money. And she's got money shoved into an expense account that she's spending on all kinds of stuff. But it's your tax money. Yeah, if you don't live in California, I get it. But guess what? They get federal tax money, too. They get federal grant money. So any way you cut it, they're getting a portion of what you got. It ain't right. Nope. So until we start pushing back, and California, you know, you think you got it bad. If you're a Dem and you're looking at the federal government, you know how you feel? Yeah, we feel the same way in California as Republican conservatives. Two-thirds of our government, two-thirds of our state government are Dems. And they get away with everything. Nobody stops them. That's the one thing, that's the one major difference. I know there's many, but this is one major difference between the Dems and the Republicans. We call out our own. We hang our own. You don't. If you're on the left, your people are gods. End of discussion. They can do no wrong. They do. There's no reason to hang them. Yeah, and that's what's infuriating. That means you have no values. There's nothing you hold sacred enough. Think about it. You know, Kamala Harris has been she is not a person of integrity. She never has been. Never has been. Go look up her history. Now, she was the Attorney General for California. And she would change the names of laws, you know, of a referendum. We were allowed, in California, you were allowed to put potential laws and such, referendums, what have you, on the ballot if you get enough signatures. You don't need the legislators. You can actually do it yourself. The problem with that is that then they vote in these loony legislators that overturn the laws that you voted on doing. And then you keep doing it, which is why I say California is like a Democrat utopia. All the craziness you could possibly want hanging out here. And even with a cop killer, she refused to go after the assailant, perpetrator, whatever it's called. She refused to go after them with vengeance on a cop killer. We'll talk more about her history and what kind of trouble she's going to cause you at the Fed level. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We need more cowbell. Now, I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for joining me. I always appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, you can head up to the website, like I said, therealside.com. Again, you can watch live, listen live. There's a live chat room going on there. Smarter people than I are at it. And I always love that, you know, the Dems always try to come off as holier than thou. But I bet you if you put a list together, and I don't even know if this would work because they give theirs a pass all the time. But we're talking right now about Senator Kamala Harris, a Democrat from California. Right? Is there anything else? I know very few Republicans. Now, she's going to lose an effort to get a judge to dismiss a lawsuit. That's the way it looks so far. And the lawsuit alleges that she abused her authority as California's attorney general. I would say, which time? She was known for doing that, but since the state is mostly Democrat, nobody calls her on the carpet. They don't call any of them on the carpet. On Wednesday, a San Diego District Court judge indicated that the allegations likely have enough merit to go to trial. Now, she's a state senator. At this juncture, given the limited scope of the court has to view these allegations, it seems almost inconceivable the court could grant a motion to dismiss, so said District Court Judge Gonzalo Curiel. Now, the lawsuit is by Prime Healthcare Services, a national healthcare company. It alleges that Harris imposed owner... Now, I want you to listen carefully, because some of you tune out when I do this, because it's not sexy enough. But this shows you the lengths the Dems will go at to make this happen. Now, again, sometimes, you know, when I say Dems and Republicans, yes, it's a broad brush. It's a broad way to paint. But, you know, I'm not talking about every Dem and every Republican when I start beating on them. There are ones. They're not lukewarm. But they're true Americans. But most of these guys, California, especially the elected ones, I'd be questioning it all. Now, the lawsuit by Prime Healthcare Services, a national healthcare company, alleges that Harris imposed onerous requirements on its efforts to purchase another healthcare company. So I wonder who gave her money. Now, Prime claimed that Harris did this to benefit the Service Employees International Union, the SEIU. It's not like you haven't heard this before, right? which was seeking to organize its workers. SEIU had, so SEIU, we heard this from David Beagle, right? The author of Devil at Our Doorstep, the one that had to fight the SEIU on his own dime. So the SEIU is trying to unionize the workers of one group while being bought by another. They don't want it to happen because they want to finish their unionization. And so they went to Kamala Harris. There's a big union person. Big union person. So anyway, they claim that Harris changed things to benefit, or changed the rules to benefit the Service Employees International. And they were seeking to organize workers. And SEIU had donated to Harris's 2010 campaign and her 2014 campaigns for Attorney General. And then they stepped up to give her money for her 2016 campaign. Aren't they a wonderfully close family? The California Attorney General's office oversees the sale and purchase of nonprofits, their assets. In most cases, the office requires that any company purchasing a health care provider, especially a nonprofit one, has to maintain the nonprofit current level of services for at least 5 years. Okay, maybe that makes sense. I don't know enough about health care to decide. Harris expanded that, though, to 10 years in this one case. Never did it before. Didn't do it after. Just this one case. And I wonder why. And remember, the other company who was looking to slow this down so they could unionize had given her money in 2010, 2014, and 2016. What do you think? So Prime contended that the change made the planned $843 million sale financially unviable, was done deliberately by Harris to undermine it as part of a quid pro quo with SEIU. Now, the only time Attorney General Harris veered from that pattern of requiring 5 years was with respect to Prime and the 10-year condition. This is the first time. Attorneys for Harris contended that Wednesday that there was no uniform requirement for approval of a sale. Every single transaction is different, except that every transaction was handled exactly the same way except for this one. Curiel said that the Prime's claim is not a random allegation the court can just ignore, indicating that the case will likely go forward. The judge will instead issue a written order. A spokesman for Harris would not respond to multiple requests for comment. I wonder why. Now, you can say I'm just picking on her because she's a Democrat. But, you know, they have a habit of doing this. You heard today that, I think it was yesterday or today, former U.S. Representative Corey Brown was convicted of stealing from her phony charity. I mean, again, a beloved. Now, you can't say, shh, don't say anything, because she's an African-American woman, and I'll be accused of hating blacks, hating females, hating short women or something. I'm sure. So that's U.S. Representative Corey Brown. Now, she's been found guilty of siphoning hundreds of thousands of dollars from a charity that she and her chief of staff had passed off as a scholarship service. She's from Florida. Okay? So she has been brought up on 22 counts of tax fraud. I'm sorry, 22 counts from conspiracy to tax fraud, and she was convicted of 18 of them. These are jury of her peers. So they weren't other representatives. They weren't other congresspeople. Or she would have been, you know, that truly would be a jury of her peers, and she would have been acquitted, no question. Well, heck, they all do it. Not all. A lot of them do it. Well, a lot of them on the left do it. Or maybe only the left gets caught. I don't know. So more than the $800,000 she and Elias Simmons raised for a group called One Door for Education, she only gave out one scholarship in all those years. And the one scholarship was $1,200. So I guess, well, you know what? She probably used the same book that the Clintons used for the Clinton Foundation as to how money goes out, how much you need to run the operation. Probably very, very elite. Probably had a large group of people working for her. You know, look at all the economic stimulus she was doing Right? Don't you think? Might, maybe? No? Right? Anyway, 5 years. The charity was open 5 years. And they say that she distributed a total of 2 scholarships, but only $1,200 actually went out. Now, prosecutors alleged on Thursday that the jury agreed Brown and Simmons pocketed the rest of the funds, using them for lavish events such as golf tournaments, luxury boxes for an NFL game, and a Beyonce concert. Well, you should let the Beyonce concert go. Everybody likes to go see Beyonce, right? Except me. WJCT, a local radio station, recorded or transcribed what went on in the courtroom. Assistant U.S. Attorneys Tyson Duva and Eric Olshan painted Brown as the egotistical politician who lived beyond her means, using bank records, checks, letters, emails, and hundreds of other documents. Prosecutors made the case Brown directed the deposit of $37,000. Of one-door cash into her account. What are you talking about being stupid? They also claimed that she was instrumental in planning 9 events that cost the sham charity $330,000. Now, Brown had argued that the fraud was entirely the doing of Simmons, who earlier pleaded guilty and testified against her. Brown didn't speak after the verdict was rendered, but her attorney, James Smith, told reporters, "I still have a lot of work to do on this case." Now there's sentencing, there's motions to be filed. But don't you love this? They do this all the time, right? She said it wasn't her, it was her chief of staff. Ain't my fault. I didn't even know that $37,000 that I spent in my personal account was there. These people, $800,000. Anyway, thank God, as she was in it, She didn't win election again. We come back. We'll have some fun. We'll take a look at over 15% of California's legislators, their Senate, have been charged with a crime. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side. Don't go far.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop from which there is no escape.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I honestly do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, thank you for hanging out with us. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Okay. You can head up to the website. That would be nice. While we're on the horn here, you can go ahead and purchase stuff. One of them would be my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy. All the things, all those things you've been taught to hate over the years, but you really don't need to. See, you can see it up in the left hand on the other one. The other way. See? Right there? I'll learn how to do that someday. Over that way? There you go. All right, so it's up on the screen. Well, I'm looking at it backwards. It's kind of hard. All right. Yeah, I can't even do it forwards most of the time. Doing it backwards is even worse. Anyway, I'm your host, Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thank you so much for being with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in a chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Anyhow, I want to get to, I'm all over the place. I had somebody say I read my book.
and was saying that, you know, I go to the North End. I've been to the North End a couple times in my life, and he said, you brought me right back there in the book. Now, some of you who haven't bought the book yet, you need to, so you know about the North End. I grew up in the North End of Boston. It's a very Italian section of town, and I kind of write about it in the opening to the book. And I just wrote about what I grew up with. Didn't give it much thought. But these guys were telling me that they envisioned their mind that brought them back there. They just remember. I know you guys think this is like really old, but it was a simpler time. It was easier. We didn't have as much to worry about as you guys do. I didn't have to worry about charging my phone or making sure I knew what time it was. I knew when the lights went on, I had to be in the house. It was really that simple. Didn't require a high IQ. Light on, go home. Really simple. Anyway, don't write me about who I'm making fun of because you don't know. Okay. In California, the nut jobs running asylum out here. There is no way around it to get rid of the other nut jobs to keep bringing them in. And again, as I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, it's a culture of corruption here in California, especially with most of the legislators. And most of the legislators that get convicted and or charged of breaking the law in the California legislature are Democrats. So it's not me just picking on the Democrats. I'm just saying, in this state, when you go look, it's Democrats. And some of the charges are horrific. Like the one, my best one, the one I love the most is Leland Yee. The guy that was trying to pass some of the toughest gun laws in the country was accused of gun running, basically. And apparently he wanted to legislate out the competition somehow, I don't know. Because a lot of times, here in California especially, like all the tough gun laws they passed, well, the senators excluded themselves from the gun laws. So about a week ago or so, according to an officer with the California Highway Patrol, State Senator Ben Hueso, that's not right. This was a while back. I guess sometimes they get the stories mixed up. Bottom line was that Senator Ben Hueso was a verb driving the wrong way on a one-way street. Hueso was subsequently arrested and charged with driving under the influence of alcohol. After allegedly flunking a field sobriety test and having a blood alcohol level test showing he was over the 0.08 limit. Now, driving the wrong way initially drew the attention of the police officer, but it's also a very troubling narrative here that is emerging for the majority party in the state capitol. Democrats appear to be headed the wrong way themselves in more ways than one. Over 15% of California's Democratic senators have been, or Democrat senators, have either been arrested or found guilty of criminal activity. Now, and that's on an average year. I mean, some years they do better than that. Now, while it's getting harder and harder to review all the things going on because of the way they get out of things, you know, there were three senators back in 2014. I want you to understand this. That were on paid leave because of their own criminal transgressions, things that they had done wrong. But here's the funny thing about it. The state legislators wouldn't call these guys out. Even after they were found guilty, they wouldn't remove them. Which being guilty of a felony made them ineligible to hold office to begin with. So Rod Wright, a Democrat out of Inglewood, California, was found guilty of 8 felonies in January, including voter fraud and perjury. You hear that? 8 felonies, including voter fraud and perjury. Ron Calderon, a Democrat out of Montebello, California, was indicted by federal prosecutors on 24, not 2, not 4, not 3, 24 felony counts of bribery, money laundering, and tax evasion. Tax evasion is the easiest one. But bribery and money laundering, And then my buddy Leland Yee, my buddy out of San Francisco, right? an open-minded town, was indicted by federal prosecutors charged with conspiracy to traffic firearms without a license. Ready this one? Importing firearms illegally. 6 counts of scheming to defraud citizens of honest services. And more recently, they tacked on more charges, including my favorite, racketeering. This is the honest left. These are the guys that are above reproach, that do everything without a problem. Now, in addition to those senators, do you think they're the only 3 that have crossed the line? I'm just asking. There's a whole bunch of people up there that have crossed the line that are being investigated. It just hasn't come to light yet. Now, there's like no greater sign that there's the cultural issue within the walls of the state capital of California than it truly is a serial refusal of Democrats who enjoy the supermajority in both chambers, have total domination of the legislature. They'll take any action they want, except they won't remove Calderon, or they wouldn't at the time, remove Calderon, Wright, and Yee from their positions. Yet the California Constitution provides the legislators may expel one of their own, and yet they refuse to do it. Right? I mean, 6 months after Ron Wright was found guilty in federal court, he was still in office. No charges against him, nothing. Does this mean they condone the action? I mean, they'll never answer these questions. They were found guilty. Does this mean they condone the action? I'm just trying to understand this. If there's a Dem out there, then explain this to me in plain, simple English. Because, you know, as a Republican conservative, you know how stupid I am. You have to make it simple. Keep it down to 6th grade level. Now, the Democrats in the upper chamber said after the news of the guilty verdict against Wright, where we stand today, there's no final conviction but a jury verdict. What? I thought the jury was, like, the final verdict. He goes on to say, unless and until there's a final conviction for a felony, I don't believe it is necessary to expel Senator Wright or ask him to resign. They had him. They had him dead to rights. Didn't take long for the jury to come to their decision, but the state Senate needed a while. 6 months after that, Steinberg had held true to his statement. Wright has neither been expelled nor had neither been expelled or asked to resign by his fellow Democrats. 5 Republican senators asked for a vote on the floor on the issue, and their request was denied, or excuse me, pigeonholed, so they couldn't do it. In the cases of Calderon and Yee, now, the head of the Senate at the time actually called for their resignations, but when they didn't comply, instead of him calling for a vote to expel them, the head of the Senate, after being more or less forced into a corner, rolled out the idea of suspending them. Right, because we can't get... Look, you can't get that close to it. You can't have the feds all over it. You can't have that so much evidence against you and not have some guilt there. But they'll never back away from their own. They're never going to convict their own, or would never, because they like the power too much. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. We're here all week. Hopefully you will be too, and I hope you enjoyed the show. Head up to the website, realside.com. Give me your email address. Buy my book. Buy my shirts. Buy something. Spend some mulatsky. Have a great rest of the day, and God bless.